Autumn in Oxford by Alex Rosenberg, performed by Justine Eyre. At 2:30 p.m., Tom Rort left the college for London. He was to meet his lover, Liz Spencer, at the Gresham, a shabby hotel in Bloomsbury. They would spend a few hours in the room, then walk over to Charlotte Street and find a restaurant. Afterwards, they would return to the hotel and continue to make love with an ardour that seemed inexhaustible. It was a blustery day in mid-January 1959. Grey clouds still lowered, but the rain had stopped. Tom decided to walk to the Oxford railway station. He told Lloyd, the staircase scout or servant, to cancel his tutorial. After checking his pigeonhole at the porter's lodge, Tom came out the Trinity College gate and headed down the Broad to George Street. There, the beauty of the colleges gave way to 100 grim little shops, each cadging a living from undergraduates with overdrafts. Tom carried nothing more than a toothbrush, a package of sheaths, and a book under review. He was working against a deadline, and the hour and a half to London would not be wasted. The reviewing, for the Times Literary Supplement, the New Statesman, and the Manchester Guardian, supplemented his meagre fellow's stipend. It also made him something of a public figure in England. The Pulitzer Prize-winning historian, blacklisted in the States, and now making things difficult for the establishment's admiration of America. As Tom stood in the queue for a London return ticket, his eye wandered beyond the booking stall to the platform. There, a few dozen feet from the open door, was Liz's husband, Trevor Spencer, looking every inch the banker, in a black Homburg and a trench coat, carrying a tightly wound umbrella. Spencer was no banker, but it suited his self-image to dress like one. His face was in a newspaper, The Express, which evidently absorbed him completely. How to avoid him? Surely Spencer would not be travelling first. Tom decided to ask for first class, took his ticket, and immediately walked out of the small station back into the street. Separated from the view of the platform by the walls of the building, Tom waited. He watched the 3:05 express come in from Cheltenham. When he heard the conductor's whistle, he hastened onto the platform and found a compartment in first class. He settled himself against the plush blue velour, covered at the headrest by an antimacassar, and contemplated the printed appeal for Dr. Bernardo's children's homes in a frame opposite. His travelling companion was a taciturn woman. Tom was grateful. But he was unable to concentrate on the book he had to review, and instead watched the rolling pasture land turn to the suburbs of Reading, and then the industrial ring around London. Should he worry about where Trevor Spencer was going? No, it was simply an unhappy coincidence. When the train reached Paddington, he remained in his seat until Spencer passed the carriage window. Only then did Tom rise and walk slowly down the platform, allowing the distance between them to increase. He needed Trevor to buy his underground ticket and be on his way down one of the long, moving staircases before Tom did so.